Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Steiny? Good? Okay. All right, yeah, all good. Okay, I hope it's obvious, but obviously these decisions are never easy. A lot of thought went into it, you know, a lot of conversations, and it's something that we've obviously arrived to today. And I just first and foremost want to say thank you to Nate. He has done an incredible job for us, taking over as interim after Lloyd Pierce, getting us to the Eastern Conference Finals. The man has over 750 wins in his career. That is an unbelievable achievement for him. Just getting to know him over the past few years, the amount of respect and honor that that man has, even in hearing the news, is something that I'm honored to say that I was glad to have worked with him here. But as of late, my pulse and my read on this team and the changes that we're making and the things that we want to implement felt like this was the time to make a change. And that was a sense that I've gotten, something that I've read on, and this was my decision. And it's something that I don't just put on Nate. I absolutely believe that no matter who is in that lead role, that voice has got to be partially who they are, but also just with our players and the accountability that they must have. At the end of the day, they have got to own their stuff. They got to own their roles and their own professional habits, take accountability towards one another. It can't just always be on the coach, but I do believe that there was slippage, and there was this was an area that we needed to address in order for us to continue to build out how we want to build out here in Atlanta. So just want to start off by saying that.
When was, I guess, the first read of now is the time to make the change? And how long ago did you start kind of taking a look at this decision?
Yeah, it's been on my radar, honestly, for probably the last month or so. You never want to put too much stock into any one or two particular games, but, you know, Charlotte, at Charlotte and the Knicks game were definitely strong indicators for me. And just getting a sense of our players. And, you know, it was something that I wanted to make sure to wait till yesterday to do it. I didn't want to have any distractions with people while they were on break. And I also wanted to make sure that I did this face-to-face with Nate, and that was the time that we were going to be able to chat was yesterday. So that's when.
There were, of course, reports that Nate trying to resign earlier in the season. I'm curious why maybe that wasn't taken into account earlier, with maybe him moving on a little bit sooner as opposed to waiting till now.
He never expressed that to me. If he expressed that somewhere else, that would be something, be a question for him. So, that's not something that was expressed to me from him.
What sort of timeline do you have? Is there a possibility that you bring somebody in before the end of the regular season?
Yes, there is. I have mentioned that us, you know, mentioned to our group here, like, we are immediately and aggressively looking at other candidates. And that could be before the season ends, that could be this summer, but we're trying to get a jump on it.
What are you looking for just in terms of a new candidate and kind of what you want to bring here to this organization?
Yeah, well, it always starts with a shared vision, and I always simplify that as being a championship caliber franchise. And that's not just with our goals, that's our day in and day out approach. character is something that is going to be high on our list. And I, you know, it's a big broad word, but for us, having a great degree of emotional intelligence, being able to connect not just with staff members, but also with players, is going to be high on the list. Somebody that is able and willing to hold the line. Accountability is huge for us. And then at the end of the day, has a strong emphasis on development. That is something that we will be making sure is part of our priorities here with Atlanta. So those would be some to start.
Did Trey or any other player have any role in this decision? And what would they be, have any voice in the new coach?
They did not have any role in this decision. I would not ever go to players on something like this. This was solely my decision at the end of the day. As far as a new candidate, to me, our objectives and our values are clear, and players fall in line with those as well. So don't necessarily need their feedback on who that will be.
When you said in the statement released by the team yesterday that you felt it was time for a new voice, to what extent is that you feel a need for a new message or a need that a voice that the players will heed to? They'll actually have the players lost attention?
For sure. No, it's probably a little bit of both. Like from the messaging standpoint, just how the game is communicated, what's expected of them just in their own roles is something that's important. And then being able to connect with whoever that is next.
Have you had a chance yet to speak to any other players or meet with the guys and let them know?
Yeah, so we've met with the players, with the coaches that are still on staff, with the entire staff in basketball operations, connected individually with the players yesterday, connected individually with the coaches, wanted them to hear our expectations and for us moving forward, what that's going to look like.
How big of a quality is motivation from a head coach that you want? Is that something that you potentially saw as lacking towards the end of Nate's time here?
Yeah, absolutely. Motivation is going to be crucial, and that can come about a number of ways, and absolutely hoping that this next candidate, whoever they are, that they're able to do that.
Do you have a number one candidate in mind right now?
We have a pool of coaches that we're looking at right now.
Have you already started that process of speaking with them?
We have.
We're already reporting that you are looking possibly to bring in Quinn Snyder during the season. Can you either confirm or deny that?
Yes, Quinn is a part of that pool. And that's somebody that we would consider for sure.
Does the fact that he's available is that a factor? Make it easier?
It's a factor in the sense that I feel comfortable mentioning his name, but there's other candidates that I don't want to mention because they're part of other teams and that I want to honor them and make sure I'm respectful of other teams and their whole process with their guys.
There's some parallels between when Lloyd was let go and, of course, now with Coach McMillan. I'm curious how much power these coaches will have with holding not just the rest of the team accountable, but also, Trae Young.
Yeah, so there's 23 games left, and our objectives haven't changed. And I've communicated that with everyone, that our goal is to be a playoff team. Now, that is something, how we go about that, I expect everyone to give it their all and absolutely put their best foot forward. And I've told our coaches that you are empowered to do what you need to do to win ball games. However I can be supportive during this process, I will do, but the mandate is very clear.
And this is always tough. I know you referenced that everybody and players share responsibility. Have you and Tony discerned in your mind what percentage at all of what's happened the last 2 years was on Nate, and what percentage is on the players themselves, the core, the chemistry, whatever? Because I know that's difficult when you're in that position.
Yeah, and to chart that as any percentage one way or the other is not something that I've chatted about with Tony. For us, it's clear across the board. Like when there is something that needs to be addressed, I will address that, whether it's with coaches, whether it's with players, and we've done that, and that's what we continue to do.
I guess an easier way to ask the question is, how much better do you think you guys really are or can be?
I believe we can get a lot better. I think that this is a very talented roster, and looking at our record, like, it's not acceptable with what I believe this roster can be. So that's why we're trying to make a change to level up.
When you say a lot better, are we talking like top four, top six in the East? What does that look like?
I would hope so in time. If we're going to be a championship caliber franchise, then we need to start leveling up and getting there.
I'm sorry, I meant like right now. As you look at your team right now, how much better do you think you should
be? I mean, it's tough to say, right? I there's a belief. Like, to definitively say we are this team, I don't think it's fair to this organization. I don't think it's fair to the players. But I will instill a strong belief in them that you absolutely can be this.
You were asked about Trey earlier. This is two head coaches now that he has clashed with on some level. Mm-hmm. How big of a concern is that to you and Tony and the organization?
You know, whenever you see that in the past, those are definitely areas that you want to maintain focus on, but for us it's not a huge concern, and to place any emphasis on Trey in these matters is just totally unfair to him, in my opinion.
Do you think he bears a bigger responsibility because he's the highest profile player?
He does, and I've communicated that with him. He understands what position he's in on the team. He understands where he needs to grow. And that's consistent with us being a development culture and wanting to be more of that. It's about support, and it's also about challenge. And those conversations have to be had. We're very clear with him on what we want him and need him to grow in.
Kind of along those lines, do you see him and maybe the mix of players or whatever at all, or some things that have gone on here off the court? It's multiple questions, obviously. Being maybe a deterrent for some potential coaching candidates wanting this job at all?
So I look at this organization in its totality, and I see a lot of potential, and I can see where for any candidate, I would be looking at the talent that's on this team. I would be looking at our ownership group. I would be looking at this city and the fan base that we have. I think it's an incredible organization to come into. My communication with them on what our vision and our goals are, I think, would be made clear. And I think that all that does speak for themselves, regardless of opinions outside of the matter. I do believe that we have a lot to offer.
The last time this team had an interim coach, it took off. Is there, and of course, Nate became a full-time
sure.
guy. Have you had any conversation with Joe as to what role he would have in the interview process, and is that a consideration for you to make?
The only thing that I've spoken with Joe about right now is to focus on the task at hand. I'm putting them in positions that are challenging. To do this right now, sort of so last minute, like, there's enough on Joe's plate to focus on this team, make sure that however long he's sitting in that interim seat, he's supported and does the best he can do. So that's been my communication with him. Just focus on the task at hand, and we'll cover everything else later.
How do you see his previous experience in an interim role benefiting him this time around?
I think it's helped. I think it does help. It's not a reason as to why we made a decision at all, but it's just something where, yeah, you've been in this position before, so you understand what that has been like. And, you know, for my reference, he did a pretty good job.
I got another Trey question. How important is it for the new coach to get along with Trey? That's something that I'm talking to the new guy about, saying, look, this is a very important relationship. We want to make sure that you can get along with our top guy.
Yeah, whoever this person is, guy or gal, it's going to be important for them to have a respectable relationship with each other. Trey towards them towards Trey, and them towards anybody. Like, I know we're focusing a lot on Trey right now, but there's multiple players on this team that are all very core to what we're doing. And I get it, Jeff, for sure. Like, he is the guy that sits in that spot. he's an unbelievable talent. So we expect more out of him for sure.
Was that part of the reason Nate was removed, his relationship with Trey? Was that part of it?
No. I think that at the end of the day, it came down to how all players were responding to his voice, and I just didn't see it. I didn't see the trajectory going anywhere that was going to be beneficial for us.
When Travis stepped down, obviously he became top person in basketball ops. Have you had any conversations with Tony at all in terms of his plan to bring in another top executive, either above you or adjacent to you at all in basketball ops?
We've had conversations, but those are going to be conversations that we hit, you know, at more length after the season.
So it's possible that the coach would be hired without another person in place, just so we're
clear. I mean, yeah, that's just something that, you know, more of a question for Tony than for me.
Sure, can you get him here? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll just tell him real quick, you know.
You have Kyle as your assistant GM. In the last decade, you've played for a lot of the assistant coaches that are up for head coaching gigs in the near future. Do you lean on his experience having played for some of these particular people?
I do. Kyle's an incredibly smart, value-driven person, and his feedback has been incredible. And not just the fact that he's been a player, but the people that he knows, is just his vision of the game, his vision of how things can run. He's a great partner in this, so I've leaned on him a lot for sure.
Did you say you don't expect money to be a roadblock for a guy like Quinn or something? You feel like everything's going to be good financially?
Oh, yeah, I do. This organization wants to win. Our ownership group wants to win. We have all the resources in place to make good, sound decisions.
Is there any way to quantify how many, because you guys are entering a situation after the season, as you know, you do have your draft pick this year, but limited number after that. You have some cap issues. You're going to have a big issue coming up with DeJounte here about a year. Is there any way for you to know right now how many significant changes you think will be or should be made to the roster?
Those are all areas that we have in mind, but I also believe we have a pretty creative staff on how to best address those. And to say definitively right now what that will look like, I don't have that.
Do you see existing problems now with the team in terms of chemistry, fit, what you want to do moving forward?
Yeah, I see growth areas for sure. And those are areas that I speak privately with the players about, collectively and individually. So they're well aware. I'm not just going to sweep things under the rug.
I know you gave Jeff a quote of, like, making this move is kind of lighting a fire underneath the players. Why do you think that the players needed a move like firing Nate to light that fire underneath them?
I think it comes down to a voice. I also think it comes down to my answer to an earlier question about how these decisions don't always happen in a vacuum. And that if they're unable to take ownership themselves, then a move like this is sort of a moot point at the end of the day. So whenever something like this does occur, it adds a different level of variability that we can get. So my encouragement to them and my belief in them is to respond well.
Who did you not see as taking ownership?
Sorry?
Who did you not see as taking ownership?
No, I'm saying collectively as a group and how they play. Yeah, so I'll keep those private. Those are conversations that I only have with coaches and players.
Gotcha. Was this decision unanimous? The Nate decision among management and ownership? Did everybody agree on this?
Ultimately, this came down to my decision. Like, that's the end of the day. We have discussions about the why and have discussions about you know, how to proceed going forward. But ultimately, you know, it was me that made the decision that started this whole process.
Back to the response of the players, obviously you haven't seen them respond on the court yet, but what was kind of that conversation like with them whenever you initially told them?
About the change in the coaching, you're saying? It was one where They've been in this business. They understand and they see it around the league. For me, and the communication with them was just about this. These are moments where we don't just place it on one thing or one person. Like, these are moments where we all have to look in the mirror. And what is it that you can own? What is it that I can own in this particular moment for us to be better? But these are the moments that you do need in order to have some progression moving forward. And so they understand what's been done. They understand what the mandate is, the objectives. They understand, too, what I expect out of them.
How concerned are you to say that you are in terms of when it's looking for whomever the next guy may be, the things that they hear or, you know, circulating throughout the league, whatever might happen, in terms of things that they've heard about the coach throughout the duration of this season?
I'm not concerned, because those will come up, and a lot of that stuff I can't control. And if they have questions, you know, in that process, if it gets far enough along, I will absolutely address that head on, and they can hear from me.
Any final questions?